I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. A trio of former teammates whose lockers lined up at Boise State will now share our locker room in Minnesota. After drafting running back Alexander Mattison in the third round of the 2019 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings added another pair of Broncos by drafting tackle Ezra Cleveland, 58th overall, and they signed defensive tackle David Moa as an undrafted free agent. And they're not the only ones with friendly ties on the team, because the Vikings have five former Oregon Ducks on the roster, and they drafted wide receiver Dylan Mitchell in the seventh round last year. In December, they signed running back Tony Brooks-James to the practice squad, and in January, inked receiver Braylon Addison to a reserves futures contract. And then in the draft, they got Troy Dye, their lone linebacker selection of the draft, in the fourth round. Tackle Brady Aiello joined the team shortly thereafter as one of Minnesota's 12 undrafted free agents. And last but not least, two of the Vikings rookies share not only an alma mater, but also a last name. After drafting Baylor defensive tackle James Lynch, 130th overall, Minnesota added Baylor Bears linebacker Blake Lynch as an undrafted free agent. And Blake mentioned another unique tie to Vikings cornerback Chris Boyd, whom he played with at Gilmer High School in Texas. He and James also teamed with fifth-round draft pick Harrison Hand at Baylor before Hand transferred to Temple. It's a small world after all. The top 10 draft picks in the NFL generally make more money than other players, obviously. The lower draft picks get shorter contracts with very little, if any, money guaranteed. But teams have to sign top 10 first-round picks to four-year deals with a fifth-year option. The player makes the average of the top 10 players in the league at that position in that fifth year. Or the team could sign them to a long-term big-money deal with lots of guaranteed money. This coming season, half of the top 10 first-round picks from 4 years ago are not going to get their fifth-year option from teams this summer and will become free agents after their fourth year this coming season. And that includes the second, third, fourth, and fifth overall picks in 17. Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback of Chicago, the second overall pick. Solomon Thomas, the defensive lineman of San Francisco, who is the third pick. Fourth overall pick, Leonard Fournette of Jacksonville. Fifth overall pick, wide receiver Corey Davis of Tennessee. And also ninth overall pick, receiver John Ross of Cincinnati. The Vikings didn't have a first-round pick that year, but they chose running back Dalvin Cook in the second round. He's entering his fourth season and, without an extension, will become a free agent after this season. The NHL and NBA could face another hurdle if the league decides to continue the 2019-20 season in the near future, getting non-Canadian resident players across the border to join their teams. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Sunday that players would, at a minimum, need to follow quarantine protocols if they were to arrive in Canada while the border remains closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Trudeau said, certainly, at a strict minimum, anyone who arrives from another country will have to follow all the rules of quarantine in an extremely strict manner. Maybe the Canadian teams will have to move south of the border until the pandemic is over. The Swiss Hockey Federation says it will not seek to host the 2021 Men's World Championship after losing this year's event because of the pandemic. The 2020 championship had been due to start next week in Zurich and Lausanne. It was canceled in March. Swiss officials say they had talks with the International Ice Hockey Federation and 2021 World's co-host Belarus and Latvia about Switzerland taking its turn next year. That's now been ruled out. The Swiss Federation says the financial risks were too great, and there's no guarantee the coronavirus outbreak will allow the next championship in May 2021. Switzerland hopes to host again in the coming years, but the IIHF has already allocated world championships through 2025. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.